This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Steve Goss. It's Friday morning and time to look at what's drawing the attention of Mara Davis for this weekend's installment of Mara's Music Mix. What are you focused on this weekend?
Right now I'm focused on you and you alone, and Velvet Voice.
You're pointing your finger at me, so you must be serious.
All right, so it's a big weekend for music, a lot to cover, so let's get right to it. I want to start with an artist who made Justin Bieber and Drake fans very, very upset, which is why she had to take a long break from music. I'm talking about Esperanza Spalding, who is the Grammy Award-winning. She won the Best New Artist. You know, she is an incredible bassist and a jazz singer. And she had to take a break because that was a lot of noise that went along with it. Remember when she won Best New Artist and everybody was shocked, like, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason why she won. And now she has a new album out called Emily's De-Evolution, which is kind of like her alter ego. It's Emily's kind of like her Sasha Fierce. She says she sees her as the embodiment of an energy, this force that barreled through my life and my work to open this channel. Ooh.
I'm laughing because, I don't know, it just sounds like if she said that on stage, I would watch out for a custard pie coming my way.
She did say that in an interview, okay. Not on stage, but who knows what she's going to say on stage. She's quite an outspoken young woman, and it doesn't matter what she says. The talent is mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. Watching her play bass, she's gorgeous. She has got a fantastic look and a very accomplished musician.
She was a child prodigy, began playing violin at age 5, went to college on scholarships, play bass and cello. I mean, she really is extraordinary.
Really something special. So that's top of the list, Esperanza Spalding at Center Stage tonight.
Well, it's that time of year again. Sweetwater 420 Festival has rolled around, and they're in the same location for the second year in a row, downtown at Centennial Olympic Park.
Oh, big weekend. I know how you love 420, Steve. I know how that's your thing. So three stages, a comedy stage, and then they also have an experience stage. So let's go over, there's way too much for me to cover just in this one report, but we have some of the headliners on Friday night. Lucero, who we've talked about, a great country rock band from Memphis. Disco Biscuits, Cypress Hill, and Kid Rock. I know what a big, Kid Rock fan you are. I know you love Waffle House. Saturday night, North Mississippi All-Stars, Dawes, The Roots, and Bastille are some of the headliners. And then Sunday, Michael Franti, Ben Harper, and Ludacris. Some of the big shows there.
Yeah, more than 50 bands for the weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big event.
Yeah, and then what's great is some of the bands really spill over, so there are a lot of after parties. So I would go to their website and find out more. Like Leftover Salmon, they're playing on Sunday, but they're also playing the Variety on Saturday night, so that'll be pretty cool. And also, just to note on Saturday night, Questlove from The Roots will be doing a late night DJ party post 420 Festival over at the Loft. I know how you love a late night party, Steve.
Yeah, I'll drink some Coca-Cola so I can stay awake.
So get ready for a big time Sweetwater 420 Festival. That's going to be a lot of fun, happening at Centennial Olympic Park all this weekend.
We all know how you like bluegrass music.
I do.
And especially a Nashville bluegrass band.
Love Nashville.
I'm talking Steel Drivers are in town.
So Chris Stapleton is originally with the Steel Drives, and Chris Stapleton has been the darling of country music, which is so funny to me because, he has been hustling for a really long time. This is not a guy who's an overnight success, and it took Justin Timberlake to basically say, hey, this guy's great, for country music radio to be like, oh yeah, that's what real country sounds like. Well, let's not forget that Chris Stapleton is part of the Steel Drivers, and he left the band for just creative reasons. He wanted to go solo. He wanted to do his own thing, but he was replaced with Gary Nichols, and his voice is just as robust, even though the Steel Drivers have not missed a beat. As a matter of fact, it wasn't a bad breakup. Chris Stapleton even helped them out on their new record, the Muscle Shoals Recordings. Interestingly enough, who else is on that album? Jason Isbell. So Steel Drivers, that's going to be a hot show. They are fantastic. What a superb bluegrass band.
So deep and dark, like a hurting down in my heart.
That's the Steel Drivers tonight at Terminal West.
So if we can go back to about 1980, when I met my wife, she introduced me to a jazz guitarist. It's the J word, like you say it.
Jazz.
Yeah, that, exactly. Named Earl Klugh. His album Late Night Guitar had just come out. And it was a great soundtrack for us.
You guys are like the light rock lovers, aren't you?
Well, it was, to be honest, I don't care what she was listening to. It didn't matter.
Aw,
to me.
That's so romantic. I love hearing that. That's so nice. Earl Klugh, of course, he's kind of our local celebrity because he lives here. He's from Detroit, but he's lived here for a number of years. There's an interesting quote from Andrew Bird, who was here recently. We were talking about him. And he was asked, is there any music influences that fans may find surprising? And Andrew Bird said, when I'm on hold in an elevator and they're playing smooth jazz, I picture people dancing on a soundstage and I actually enjoyed it. The grooves can be pretty sick. And I'm talking George Benson, Earl Klugh, not Kenny G. So that is quite an endorsement from Andrew Bird. I mean, and true, he is one of the greatest acoustic guitar players of all time.
Yeah, and he's been touring and playing for 40 years now.
And putting together festivals, and he's really something else. So check out Earl Klugh at Georgia Tech First Center for the Arts on Saturday night. The name of the show is one of my favorite things ever, Steve. It's called An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life. And only Steve Martin and Martin Short could pull this off. I think this is so great. With the Steep Canyon Rangers, who's Steve Martin's bluegrass house band. And you know, it was really funny when they tour, Woody Platt, who's the guitarist and vocalist for the band, when they tour on their own, they say, it's really good to be here without that dead weight of Steve Martin.
The banjo player.
Yes.
Right.
this will be a lot of fun. And they've actually added a second show. So it's going to be music. It's going to be comedy. I mean, two living legends, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Martin Short actually is going to have a new show with Maya Rudolph coming on TV soon, a variety show. And Steve Martin has a show on Broadway called Bright Star. So these guys are really busy. But I think this is going to be great. They added a second show, so it's my favorite, 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then 7 p.m.
So Mara will be going to the 2 p.m. show. She'll be at Piccadilly by 5. Man. Actually, the comedy portion of this is really a conversation between these two guys. It's like stand-up.
You know that's going to be funny, though.
Oh, it's going to be hilarious.
This is An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life with the Steep Canyon Rangers and Martin Short and Steve Martin on Sunday at the Fox Theater.
Such an incredible weekend of music. We talked about the Sweetwater 420 Festival, the concert you just mentioned. Van Morrison's in town, too. And he's in town also on Sunday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And Van Morrison, he started out with a band called Them, which was sort of a semi-British invasion band. They had the hit Gloria.
And Here Comes the Night.
And Here Comes the Night, yeah.
A lot of good songs.
And then Van Morrison's career just took off. He's one of my favorite artists of all time.
Great artist. Mm-hmm. A lot of romantic songs from Van Morrison. He is sort of the king of Irish romance, but he can be a little grumpy, not gonna lie. You may want to get to that show right on time. I remember the last time he played Chastain, it was like the big press release. Like, he goes on exactly at 7:30 because he wants to do what he wants to do. Start early, get him in, get him out.
And he struggled with stage fright for a good portion of his career.
Yes.
There were many shows where he'd perform not facing the audience. He'd sing wonderfully facing backstage.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think he's kind of gotten over that, but he doesn't do a whole lot of interviews or a lot of public appearances. That's why seeing him on stage is really all that matters. All those great songs that you love, like Moon Dance and Wavelengths. And
Into the Mystic, Caravan.
Great songs.
Tupelo Honey.
Awesome artist. Yeah. So great. That's Van Morrison at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on Sunday night.
Real name, by the way, Sir George Ivan Morrison.
So good. You're so good.
As if we didn't have enough on our plate this weekend, there's another show that is demanding our attention, and I have one question for you, Mara, and I'm sure you have an opinion on it.
Okay.
Billy Corgan, genius or egomaniac?
Oh, don't. That's a tough question to answer. Can I plead the fifth on that one?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think it's important that I think the Smashing Pumpkins were a really important band of the 90s, one of the best bands of the 90s. I've played a lot of them, everything from Today to Tonight Tonight, their cover of Landslide. And I think they'll be great. The reviews of that show have been fantastic. As a matter of fact, James Iha played with them for the first time in 16 years in a recent Los Angeles show. I'm not sure that that's going to happen again. So I recommend the Smashing Pumpkins, but here's what I recommend. I love Liz Phair. Liz Phair's the original 90s bad girl of rock, Exile and Guyville. I think I listened to that 900 times over and over and over again. And her set, I saw her at the Variety Playhouse a couple of years ago, and I was such a nerd. I went backstage to meet her. Like, I'm a super fangirl for Liz Phair. And, you know, she's had some ups and downs in her career because she went a little poppy with that great song, Why Can't I, which I love and will listen on repeat over and over again. But make sure you go ahead and get there early to see Liz Phair.
And that's a weird combination, except for the fact that they were both big in the 90s. I don't think their audiences intersected much, the Pumpkins and Liz Phair.
But it's so hard nowadays. It's to get a tour. It's so expensive, so you have to make it a package. And, for me, it's all about Liz Phair.
Well, I like Liz Phair, too. But I think Corgan's a genius. I think Melancholy and Infinite Sadness, I just think he's brilliant. And
okay.
I heard it many, many times. My kids played it when they were in high school, and I thought, well, this sounds really good. So.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you have that.
Maybe he's an egomaniac and a genius.
Well, you could relate to that,
he's
right?
He's a floor wax and a breath mint. What show are we talking about again?
That's the Smashing Pumpkins and the great Liz Phair at the Cobb Energy Center on Tuesday night.